Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We are in the Venice Film Festival 2019 and we're with Tiago Guedes, director of Aerdade. Thank you very much for being with us today.
No, thank you.
And my first question is, how difficult is it for you to sum up this huge history of Portugal, like many, many years, many decades, in 2 hours and 40 minutes of film?
Yes. I never thought of it like that because I wanted to portray the story of the family more than the story of Portugal itself. I always wanted that the historical events crossed the family. So it was more about setting a timeline for this family and then mingle with the important, relevant events that that happened in our history.
Was it a long shooting for you?
It was a regular long 8 weeks and a half shooting. See, it was normal, I would say, for the amount of footage that we ended up having. It always feels short, you know, because you always want more. But it was good enough. It was a good amount of time.
But the project took several years, I think. How was your collaboration with Paolo Branco?
Yes, the project started 8 years ago, I think, with Paolo, and he wanted to talk about this area, this territory, and with this kind of character, and he asked for a screenwriter to develop something with him. And then after 4 years of them working together, Paolo invited me, and I said I would be willing to do if I could also work on the screenplay and to appropriate the film to what I wanted to talk about. And that was it. Then it was a normal process of starting things. Then we could get the money, and then we started pre-production and shooting and editing, everything normal.
What changes would you say you introduced in the project? What details made it yours?
A lot of them, actually, because the story was more event-driven. It was more a lot about what happened. There's a lot of historical moments. There were more timelines also. There was also some bits of the story of the film today. And so you have more time of that line. And I always wanted to make more about the interior and the depth of the people, not about just the events. So I wanted to make it about the characters. I wanted to make them grow in a silent way, in a depth way, and not just eventful. I didn't want it to make a story only. I wanted to go inside them.
I think during the film you see the power of moving things around, changes hands from men to women as the time flies. This idea was powerful to you, like was useful to you during the process?
It was one of the things that I ended up working on, because I always felt that the story was more about this heroic man and the women were more submissive, and I always wanted to make them stronger, and then it ended up that they are the winners of this, and there's this huge growth on time, and that actually happened in our story, because women were more submissive to men and men were more oppressive, and things changed, and I wanted to make it show a bit. There's still a lot to go, but I think there are some already great achievements.
How does it feel competing in a big festival like this? I mean, are you eager to read the first reviews? Are you a director that reads the reviews?
I'm always very, very no review reader, but I'm very curious to see if the film crosses the border of Portugal, because of it's very historical, and for us there are some scenes that are very Portuguese and people will connect immediately. But I believe it's very universal what we achieved with the film, and I'm curious to see if the film reaches that, and that's my biggest curiosity.
If I can speak for the Spanish audience, I would say it feels Iberian.
Okay. Yes. We're very similar. I think there's a common, especially in this area of Portugal. It's very. You could relate it to a lot of areas in Spain. I lived near the border from Portugal to Spain, and the feeling is this. Even in that, what we're talking about, the men and the women and the everything is, and I think that's universal. If you go all over the world, I think that happened somehow.
Okay, Tiago Guedes, director of Airdade, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
It was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.